Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Goodness.
The one of one is missing.
I knew something was up.
Pop, that's almost twice as much going for the same price.
I just freaking love that Raider rookie logo.
Doing more buying.
Which one of these five quarterbacks has the worst set of pass catchers to throw the football to?
Guess how much I sniped this for an auction.
Number to five, you dirty animal.
I'm telling you, these optic on-card autos are money.
Football cards all day, every day. His name is Andy. My name is Carter. My favorite day of the week is Tuesday morning because I get to hang out and talk my favorite thing with my favorite person. And we're, of course, chatting the latest in what has happened in the National Football League and the card collecting community. Andy, coming up, we're going to talk about C.J. Stroud. Where is he on the hierarchy of AFC quarterbacks after what he did this past weekend? But the biggest story over the weekend was Joshua Dobbs. And for some reason, people are scooping up some of his football cards here.
Yeah, man, I kind of dropped the ball on Josh Dobbs, my top 10 players going up video yesterday. I'm thinking, well, he's a fourth round pick from 2017. He threw a lot of interceptions for the Cardinals earlier in the year. He ranks number one in interceptable passes, number one in danger plays, but he wasn't getting a whole lot of protection there. We know that. The coaching, not so great there. So a lot of issues in Arizona. He comes to Minnesota, who's on a three-game win streak. He helps him get to a fourth after Jaren Hall has to leave in the first quarter with a concussion. And lo and behold, people are buying his cards quite a bit, Carter. So I'm gonna share the screen with you here real quick and show you something. We have a couple rookie ticket autos. This rookie ticket auto is a base rookie ticket auto from 2017. It's ending in 1 day, 11 hours tomorrow night. $81 currently with 22 bids. The last confirmed transaction sold I have for his rookie ticket auto is from October 18th for $6.66 plus $4 shipping. That's $10.66 out the door. Now we're going to be looking at a $100 transaction. That's a big spike. And that's just scratching the surface on, if you just look at 2023 Josh Dobbs, or 2017 Josh Dobbs, excuse me, and you just look at the buy it now solds. I mean, you'll scroll a couple pages, scroll through all these cards that have been selling in the past couple days.
Andy, it's always good if you're in like the quick flip kind of market to find these backup quarterbacks, right? You know, we talked about Aiden O'Connell at length on this channel, and obviously, you know, he's a younger variety. We'll talk about him in a second, but for those that weren't aware, Joshua Dobbs did something pretty historic this past weekend, led the Vikings on an absolutely ridiculous comeback victory on no day's notice. Basically, he didn't know the names of his offensive linemen. He didn't really ever throw to his receivers. He just got traded to the Vikings, And for those that don't understand, like, it's a little bit different than in the NBA if you just show up to a new team, or the MLB, because it's not as important to have timing with your teammates, right? The MLB is a very individualistic sport. You know, NBA, you know, you can play so many pickup games or practice games. Football, it's different, right? The reps and all the things that go into it. There's far more knowledge into the play structure and how things are taught, and the verbiage and the language from offense to offense is so different. So the fact that Dobbs went out there and played as well as he did, and Andy also play with the flair that he did. I mean, yes, there were some bad turnovers and plays mixed in there, but there were some also absolutely ridiculous runs. He plays a very exciting brand of football. So my question for you, Andy, is do you think he's legit? I mean, the Vikings are in kind of a weird spot right now, but I mean, you know, you get Jay Jettis back at some point. Maybe Dobbs is a guy.
Yeah, it's interesting. I never thought he was going to be a guy. I thought he was just going to be another average quarterback, kind of like a bridge between, you know, what they're going to do in the offseason, whether they re-sign Kirk Cousins to an extension because he's going to hit free agency, or they try and move up in the draft. It looks like they're going to be in that kind of difficult spot towards the back end of the first round. With the way they're trending right now, the defense has exceeded expectations. So I definitely think it's possible that the Vikings grab a wild card spot. It, you know, obviously, I still think the Lions are going to win the North, but I do think it's possible they grab a wild card spot. What's interesting, Carter, they're playing your guys, the Saints, this week. So it's going to be quite a challenge, as the Saints are coming off a little 2-win streak themselves and looking pretty good.
Man, I actually watched Dobbs, a video he did in the offseason of how crazy it is to go from city to city like he has, right? I mean, he spent a good portion of the early part of his career with the Steelers, right? And, of course, his rookie cards are Steeler uniform cards. So you have that, right? But then again, you don't know what team he's going to be on next week, right? The Cardinals got rid of him, and he actually played okay in some, and it was mostly garbage time stats versus the Ravens. But, playing quarterback in particular, going from team to team, is absolutely ridiculous. Andy, as far as his football cards are concerned, you know, 2017, once again, kind of a strange rookie year, right? I mean, you have, of course, some very iconic quarterbacks in that crop. But one thing I like about Dobbs, and I know you're a stickler for this, Andy, as well, beautiful signature. I mean, look at that freaking penmanship. It looked like that thing was on the Declaration of Independence. Look at that thing. He's a rocket scientist, right? He's one of the objectively smartest quarterbacks in the NFL, right? You know, NASA gave him a nickname over this past weekend. So, Andy, I don't know if I'm buying any of his football cards, because, you know, obviously I'd like to see more, but I do love a good story, and I do love a good little jolt.
Yeah, and you think about the 2017 rookie product. I mean, it's iconic. You know, thanks to the great Patrick Mahomes, Christian McCaffrey, Cooper Kupp, and now you got Josh Dobbs trending up. I wouldn't be surprised if this streak can continue for him and the Vikings, these cards continue to go up. I mean, just looking at the scarcity of an Immaculate out of 99 that sold for 70 yesterday. What's going to be interesting is what Dobbs cards come out of the woodworks that people have had stashed in their collections that they're now going to list. And right, what do they list them at? And what kind of auctions do we see over the next couple of weeks? Because 2017 product isn't just, you know, rampantly available. Like some other guys, like maybe Kenny Pickett or Desmond Ridder, you know. So it'll be super interesting to see what his market does over the next couple of weeks and kind of how they play here. The schedule is not too bad, but it is challenging. Like you got the Saints this weekend, then you go at Denver, which I don't know, they're a weird team right now too, and then you come back home against the Bears, at the Raiders, at the Bengals. God. Home at the Lions, home against Green Bay, and then at the Lions. So they play the Lions twice in a 3-week stretch there at the end of the season, which will be super interesting. So we could very well see something significantly happen in the Dobbs market if they make the playoffs which could, you know, this could lead to some further price increases. If you just compare Dobbs to Deshaun Watson and you kind of look at, you know, that comparison, Dobbs is still right there. He's kind of a little bit lower on some of these rare autograph cards, but the more common cards, he's kind of right there neck and neck with Deshaun Watson now.
Yeah, and one final thing, right? He played at Tennessee with the worst head coach I've ever seen in the SEC in Butch Jones, right? He was an elite four-star recruit, not like an elite guy, but he was a top 125 recruit, so pretty elite, right? And, you know, you go to Pittsburgh in a good organization, but, you know, it's a Big Ben show there, right? And now he's finally getting his chance to play. And if you watch him mechanically, Andy, very gifted, very athletic, right? Really, really, really good runner, plus runner. Not afraid to take a hit, throws in anticipation. And I do want to make one statement here, all right? I know Cam Akers tore his Achilles, so that's kind of a small hit to their skill position room. One thing that really stood out to me in that Falcons game, Andy, is TJ Hockenson and Jordan Addison are ridiculously good at football. Okay. You get Justin Jefferson back. That's probably the best wide receiver tight end grouping in the NFL. I know there's some other good ones, right? If you want to go Tyreek, Waddle, Durham Smythe, we can have that conversation. But I'm just being honest, and their skill position guys are so freaking good. So watching Addison, and I know Addison had a big drop there, but that final catch on that final drive was ridiculous. Watching Addison and Hockenson ball out with, you know, a new quarterback coming in like that and still playing hard after Jets is gone, after Kirk is gone, that makes me want to go out and buy their cards as a big-time skill position players. And right now, you know, Andy, I'm getting deeper into Dynasty. I'm deciding between Mark Andrews and TJ Hockenson as a tight end one in Dynasty moving forward. I know there's going to be the we got Lions fans that watch this. The LaPorta train's going to come after me here. But I think before we get to another quarterback here, Andy, I feel pretty comfortable saying Jordan Addison at this point is the best rookie wide receiver in this class, not named Puka Nacua. And even that, we can have a conversation.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is top seed plays the lowest seed in the playoffs, right? So you got the Eagles likely. If the Vikings grab a wild card spot and are one of the lower seeds heading to the playoffs, we'll see. But can they get past the Eagles? And you talk about trios, A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, Dallas.
Oh, yeah, Goddard. They're better. They're better.
They're better? Okay, that's what I was going to ask you.
No, they're way better, yeah. But all right, I don't know. I've Addison has really grown on me in recent weeks. I kind of want to get my hands on some of his cards. But yeah, it's really excited for Josh moving forward. But Andy, I want to talk about C.J. Stroud here because this is a rookie quarterback in new product that's going to be released throughout the season. Now, obviously, it's a little bit different with the Fanatics thing, so that does throw a curveball into the equation for him. But even more so than Dobbs, C.J. Stroud was the story this weekend, obviously setting records for what he did versus your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So your thoughts on C.J. when it comes to the quarterback hierarchy and your thoughts as far as a strategy when it comes to his football cards just in general?
Well, right now he's popping off, right? I mean, even when I looked at some of the Tops Now autograph cards, because it's kind of where you have to go to find some consistent sold data for the autograph cards, those Tops Now autograph cards are something like 3-4 times as much as the Will Levis. And so right now I'm looking at the hierarchy as C.J. Stroud, Will Levis, and then Bryce Young. And maybe you can make a case to throw in like Aiden O'Connell, see what they can do with you know, the new coaching, new management there and everything. But Aiden O'Connell is an interesting guy to kind of examine in the rookie quarterback classes as well as in how they're performing right now. But yeah, definitely C.J. Stroud has just taken off. It's almost like he is now after the Justin Herbert rookie touchdown record. So this past week with the number one, you know, QB finish, throwing the five touchdowns. I mean, this is huge, man. So CJ Stroud's a top 10 quarterback right now. I look at him as, you know, and just in terms of fantasy points, which we know is derived from on-field production. I mean, he's beating Justin Herbert. He's right there with, surprisingly, Josh Dobbs is up there. So, really, really, really good stuff.
I think CJ's got it. And once again, I love when narratives get slashed. And, you know, there was always that Ohio State narrative that Ohio State quarterbacks never, you know, do anything in the NFL, which was always stupid, right? And, you know, there was a big narrative earlier this decade that the SEC does not produce quarterbacks. Outside of the Manning Bros, the SEC does not produce quarterbacks, right? And that obviously has been debunked in a major way in recent years, okay? So one thing I'll say as far as like, because part of what you do as a football card guy, if you want to, you know, prospect, is take it serious.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Obviously, don't just like if someone just has a label, don't just not like them because they played at Ohio State, right? Man, CJ looked so good. I mean, the anticipation, the pocket mechanics, man, he just throws a really, really good ball. Obviously, Tank Dell had a lot to do with it, but you could see that Tank Dell is talented. You could see Nico Collins is talented, but it's a good thing when you make journeymen look like superstars, right? He had Noah Brown looking like freaking Justin Jefferson out there, right? So that lets you know that he is lifting the play of some journeymen, right? In a tough division. I know the Buccaneers aren't the best team, Andy, but that was very, very impressive, especially, you know, coming after a rough game where, you know, the other rookie quarterback beat you in the week prior. So I'm in on CJ. I don't know exactly what I want to do as far as like a football card perspective, because I'm probably not going to buy any of his stuff. But I think at this point, he's clearly the best rookie quarterback for right now.
Yeah, you know, the release schedule is something that you really got to consider with these rookies. Especially if you're buying to flip, you want to do it fast. You know, you want to be in the mode of buying those cards, getting them in and relisting them immediately to try and take your profit. And don't get greedy, man, because windows open and close quick. I mean, go back at the beginning of the season. Look at Zay Flowers compared to then and now. Right. And maybe you make a case for him to ascend into the playoffs. But, you know, going back to your wide receiver conversation, Tank Dell for the Texans is a interesting guy. I mean, just with how aggressive they are, and I think this goes back to Bobby Slowick and coaches that are coming from this Kyle Shanahan coaching tree. And obviously the players are, at the end of the day, what make the coaches look good because they're executing on the field, Carter. But I mean, CJ Stroud was evading a lot of pressure, but Tank Dell, he took two carries. And he was the guy yesterday next to Noah Brown and Dalton Schultz, and Nico took a back seat. So I'm looking at this whole offense, but I still got like 15 fantasy points from Nico Collins when Tank Dell Noah Brown and Dalton Schultz all broke the slate. Like, you could have literally put a DraftKings roster with like five Houston Texans players, everybody outside the running backs, and you probably would have been in contention for the Millie Maker, you know?
I did see someone who's like a legendary DFS player. He had a Noah Brown, Dalton Schultz, CJ Stroud stack. And I was like, how do you know this? How do you know I still can't get over the Noah Brown thing, right? I was like, God, Noah Brown is just going crazy. One thing that was very interesting about Stroud and Dobbs is they had to overcome some gross drops from their receivers, and they still got the mother effing job done. So that shows a lot of resiliency from those two. Now, one thing I will say, and this was something that we touched on last week, Andy, is the micro mosaic thing, right? You know, when it came out, I said, hey, I think this fad is going to fade a little bit. Even before CJ had this game, it was still smart to have that micro mosaic sold immediately, you know, when it came out. And any of this is always true. About 90% of the time, when you pull a card of a big time hot player, the best time to sell that card, Andy, is, and this is going to be my hobby tip of the week, but the best time to sell that card is right now.
Right now, absolutely. And the graded results are starting to come back for CJ Stroud. You look at the PSA 9 that sold yesterday in a buy it now, Micro Mosaic, as my prices load here for a couple of these buy it nows. But I mean, the PSA 10 listed at 1500. We'll see what that closed at. Raw one that was sold Sunday. But if you notice, when this card first came out, we had him selling for 1700 raw, and this was before five touchdown CJ Stroud game.
Yeah, something else is when you put up numbers like this, yeah, can anyone just in a one-off put up big numbers and never do it again? Yes, but to put up these kinds of numbers and the way that he did it was really impressive, right? It kind of reminds me, Andy, a little bit. And obviously, this was year two Burrow, not rookie Burrow. But during when Burrow had that Ravens game where he went for 525 his second year. And that week before, when Joe was not doing that, I bought a bunch of his rookie cards, bunch of his rookie autos. And then he had that week, right? So now the question is, do you think Will Levis can have one of those weeks, Andy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we saw it in his first week. If the Steelers didn't get home so much on him, I mean, he fought hard in that game too. But I still liked the way that he throws the ball. I mean, you could still see it. You could see the competitiveness, the toughness, the grit. You could see the accuracy in his throws. I mean, they were all over him, man. You know, it's tough when you get TJ Watt, Alex Highsmith. That Steelers front seven is ferocious. So, and obviously the Tennessee offensive line is gonna struggle to protect him. So, you know, you kind of do have to project their upcoming schedule and look at some of the matchups. But I mean, it's not that tough. You know, they got the Buccaneers this weekend. For prime example, they're in Tampa this upcoming weekend. So this, if CJ Stroud just carved up the Buccaneers secondary, you know, I think Will Levis can do the same thing with DeAndre Hopkins. I would love to see your man Treylon Burks get a big game. I would love to see it.
It looks like that's going to be an L for us, Andy. But let's go to Cheese with the super chat here. He says, or she, new to the hobby, are there any long-term investments to make other than just QB cards, like rookie tight ends or wide receivers?
Well, I think so. And, you know, I think you got to specify what you classify as long-term. Are you talking about holding from now to the playoffs or now to the draft next year or potentially next season? Or are you thinking about like a card that you buy, store in your collection, give to your kids one day when they grow up kind of thing? You know, do you want to hold that for 5-10 years? I mean, rookie tight end. So are you talking about like the rookie tight end class, like Sam Laporta, Luke Musgrave, that kind of thing? Or are you talking about a rookie card of Travis Kelce?
Right.
You know, so I mean, still go and look at Rob Gronkowski rookie cards. I mean, there's still a very healthy market. There's a lot of sold volume for him every week. It's just not as many buy it nows. Like, you're going to look at CJ Stroud, you're going to find 1,000 buy it nows from Sunday, you know, but you're not going to find that for Gronkowski, but you are going to find rookie autos still going for 100 plus, you know, and that kind of thing. So I would target the scarcity. I would target those low serial number cards and those rookie autos of these rookie tight ends and wide receivers that have the rookie card shield, that have the pro uniforms. Those are the things that stick around long term. You know, the today the Mosaic Silver is gonna be a card that is just one of several thousand, you know, this time next year. So take that into consideration when you're making your buying decisions.
Yeah, Chiefs 562-180. If you are new to the hobby, you know, one thing you could do is, you know, you just drop the $5 super chat for roughly about that same much per month. You could join the Discord, right? You could join the football card Patreon that we have. And guess what? Because you're new, Andy or I could give you a one-on-one consultation call, and we could go through everything. And we could set out your goals for what you want and to where you're not burning a gazillion dollars. So once again, this is a blanket statement. I understand. I'm a part of the service. I pay for the service every month. Join us in the football card Patreon if you're new, or if you've been in the hobby 50 years, because it's good for new collectors and collectors that have been doing it for a while. So, but yeah, you know, one thing when you're talking about long-term investments, the type of card is very important, right, for long-term. And obviously one, just blanket one that we were just talking about a minute ago is the rookie ticket auto. Okay, so yeah, look for rookie ticket auto. For this rookie class, the rookie ticket autos are not out just yet, but that's just one set. So Cheese 56218, we're looking forward to seeing you in the Patreon, and we will get everything all set up for you, man. Let's go to Mike here. He says, I have 3 1-of-1, I'm guessing Aiden Hutchinson cards. Do you think, oh yeah, he says Detroit here. Do you think they will go up here in the Detroit area if they win the division?
100%. I mean, you look at that defensive line, he's a leading edge rusher on that team. You know he's going to make some splash plays in the playoffs. The guy's ferocious. He's been good. He's panned out. He's been worth their pick. He's also the hometown guy, you know. So I've already talked to multiple Detroit fans when I was at the game. They're like, no, if Detroit goes the distance, they're going to light this city on fire. Like, it's going to be so nuts. And hey, maybe the stars align for them. They got beat down pretty bad by the Ravens. So they definitely have got to protect Goff. They got to give them time, and they've got the line to do it. And hopefully their secondary is healthy. You know, they made those big acquisitions in the offseason with CJ Gardner-Johnson and then drafting Brian Branch. But CJ Gardner-Johnson's out, right? He's on IR. And then Brian Branch, I know he's been in and out, but if he's in, that defense is just that much more solid. I think they can definitely make some waves in the playoffs. And Aiden Hutchinson cards, big time. They're going to go up, man. He's got kind of like that TJ Watt profile where you never know if he's going to make an interception, strip sack, you know, quarterback pressures out the wazoo. So I like it.
Yeah, so you're right about the Lions. If this team wins it, I mean, no fan base is hungrier to actually get to the big game, right? Yeah, I think Aiden's a really good football player. And one thing I will say, Andy, you know, for years we have been crossing our fingers hoping that, you know, it's not just a quarterback hobby, right? We have to start the show every week talking about a quarterback. That's, you know, what most of you guys like to collect. But, you know, wide receivers, running backs are always going to be the next tier. But if there was a position on defense, the edge rusher is the glamour position on defense, right? There are so many good ones. There's so much draft capital spent on them, more so than wide receivers even, right? There's far more like top five picks of edge rushers, defensive line kind of guys, right? And they're stars, right? Like Max Crosby is so freaking fun to watch, right? Micah Parsons, obviously his cards are very expensive. Some of it is because he's a dude. Some of it is because he's a cowboy. But Andy, I mean, look at that rookie, an $80 rookie ticket auto for a defensive player, Andy. That's, and I know that's a variation, but I mean, that's, it's pretty up there for a defensive guy
on their bye week.
Right.
I mean, yeah, this is really impressive. You look at the numbers. I mean, we're kind of talking Garrett Wilson, George Pickens territory here for a raw. I think you nailed it, Carter. I mean, if you're going to target defensive players, I think you start with the line. You start with the edge rushers. Those guys make the big splash plays. They get home more times than the defensive back will make a pick six, you know, or a nice interception. So, you know, when you look at our dynasty league, and we have a couple dynasty leagues where it's a full slate of independent defensive players, and you have to start six defensive players each week. For example, Joey Bosa won Jonathan Taylor Cards, our man Sean. They won him his matchup last night because Joey Bosa went off. He teed off last night and was able to get home a couple times. And so, you know, those guys make those big plays, man, and that's their touchdown. That's their touchdown, you know?
We have a conversation here about the Ravens and how good this team may be. I'm sorry, Mr. T, that your Seahawks went into Baltimore. I don't play a whole lot of just plays in the NFL because it is a sharp market. But I thought the Ravens were going to blow them out. You know, West Coast team going to the East Coast. If you've actually watched the Seahawks games this year, they're not as good as advertised, even though, you know, their DVOA numbers and all that stuff look to be pretty good. Man, Geno's got to play better. This offense has got to play better if you're the Seahawks. You're still in the thick of it because you're able to squeak by and get some good wins in there. But, Andy, I mean, Ravens, if you're a power ranking a team right now, Ravens have to be in the top five, right? Or am I wrong?
Oh, 100%, man. This AFC North is just mind-blowing, you know, and I can't wait because these next 2 weeks are the big test. I think over these next 2 weeks, if the Ravens win, they're playing the Browns this weekend at home, which the Browns obviously have an incredible defense. They're one of the top defenses in the league as well. Deshaun Watson's making a comeback.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On his way back, you know, and this is just going to be such a great game here at home for Baltimore with the Browns. And then next week you have the Bengals in a primetime matchup. So just a two-game stretch, just an absolutely massive two-game stretch for the AFC North coming up that I think is going to dictate a lot of price changes that we see, because although I have seen some increases in Lamar Jackson in some of his cards, most of it's still kind of flatlined. Like Jalen Hurts' market is still more or less flatlined. Now, you know, the rare cards for Lamar Jackson, yeah, those are hard to get your hands on, and they're really expensive. But you know, when you look at like the majority of the market that guys like us tend to target, like a Prism PSA 10, stuff like that, rated rookie PSA 10, or even the raw variations, those cards are kind of just flatlined. You know, little ups and downs here and there, but mostly kind of stayed the same. But I think if you get through this next 2 week stretch of the Browns and the Bengals, and all of a sudden you're the clear front runner in the AFC North, a loaded division. When we've seen how good the Bengals are now on both sides of the ball, Browns, both sides of the ball, man, watch out.
I love Lamar Jackson, man. Even though he didn't put up big numbers, you know, the Ravens have had a couple of games like this where, you know, they're blowing somebody out so bad where, you know, Lamar doesn't have to do Lamar things. But I've been banging the Lamar drum for the longest, man. Elite coach, elite team, elite franchise. I mean, I think at some point he's going to win a Super Bowl. I mean, I just think he's really that good. And the guy that that I wanted to touch on here briefly, okay, and this is obviously one of the higher-end guys, okay, Josh Allen, okay? Once again, I could make a case that Josh Allen wins the MVP this year. I really can. You take a look at, like, total EPA and all that stuff. He's top three. I mean, he's a big-time quarterback. But he just loses games, right? I don't think it's necessarily him, Andy. I'm not a big McDermott guy. You know this, Andy. I don't think McDermott's a good coach at all. I'm not a big Ken Dorsey guy as a play caller. You know, Josh's stuff is just so high with no MVPs, no Super Bowls. You know, once again, the Bills have had the worst injury luck when it comes to their defense. So, you know, there's all these things he has to overcome. Dalton Kincaid, new rookie tight end, has a huge fumble in this game versus the Bengals this past weekend. It's always interesting to me that, you know, the gap between Josh Allen and Lamar, and I really don't think that there is a gap between them. In fact, I could make a case Lamar's better.
Yeah, I could too. I could too, especially when you talk about the costly turnovers and the coaching differences between the Ravens and the Bills, and then also the defense differences, man. I mean, this Ravens defense is definitely a cut above the Bills as well. And we know how important those guys are to winning championships. You look at defenses this year, I think defenses this year are more important than ever. I think defensive players this year have taken a step forward in terms of just production and then also, you know, in the football card market. I think we're going to see a lot more defensive players being chased at the National this upcoming show or just any major card show. But look at the gap closing here between Lamar and Josh Allen on the Base Prism PSA 10. You know, that trend of 264 for Josh Allen, average of 284, has kind of slid down, especially after this past loss to the Bengals. And then the 205 new trend for Lamar Jackson, up 11% over the past 30 days.
Andy, I did this with Burrow a few years ago with the Herbert thing, right? When Herbert got hot and I saw Herbert stuff was going, you know, for more than Burrow, I was like, oh, they're at least even, right? You know, maybe this is something that whoever you are listening to this or watching this, maybe this is something you could look at, right? I mean, the gap between Allen and Lamar is still clearly there, and there isn't one to me. So, yes, Josh's numbers are better, right? And you look at the Bills' point differential and their overall offensive output. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, right? So this year, I would tell you that Josh Allen has had the better season. Okay. Lamar hasn't needed to be as elite as Josh Allen has needed to be elite for the Bills to win, or at least stay in games, right? The Bengals, I mean, they let the Bills just hang around in this game this past weekend, right? What I will tell you is I just think Lamar is just better set up to win, even though he's in the tougher division. I just don't like what Allen has surrounding him. And then he just, you know, these turnovers are just so key. So,
I want to point out a couple really important things I just discovered here on the Prism PSA 10 for Josh Allen. First of all, he's got 1,976 PSA 10s, 35% raw to PSA 10 conversion rate. So 35% grade rate. All right. And you look at, so it's pretty low to begin with, but then you go and you look at Lamar Jackson, and he's only got 687. So he's got just a third of the PSA 10 population and an even lower PSA 10 hit rate, only a 12% PSA 10 grade rate on the Lamar Jackson. So that makes it even better to buy the PSA 10 Lamar Jackson instead of the Josh Allen. Like, sell the Josh Allen and buy the Lamar Jackson. That's the move right now.
I just truly do believe the Ravens can go to the Super Bowl this year. I've always been a big John Harbaugh guy, Jim Harbaugh, of course. In a completely different world right now with what's going on with his football team, albeit at a different level. But yeah, I'm just a true believer in Lamar Jackson moving forward. I understand it doesn't look the prettiest offensively, but if you can't see that Monken's an upgrade and maybe Zay Flowers can, you know, actually start playing a little bit better like he was early in the season, it could get very, very interesting.
Well, if your boy Odell would stop crying for the ball all the time, that would help.
I don't know if Odell has much juice left. I don't, but I'm glad he got one more payday. let's go to Unleaded here with a more football card related question. What do you think, Andy, personally, and just the market, one of one printing plates, just in general, not just from Panini?
I think they're meant for true collectors. You know, you see those going for a fraction of the actual one of ones. Even the buyback one of ones go for less than actual manufactured one of ones. So the printing plates are cool, but I think that's for the diehard collectors. So yeah, they're collectible, but only at a fraction of what the actual one of one go for. So I would be looking to buy the one of one printing plate for like 40% or something pretty low compared to, it's almost like comparing a Leaf rookie auto out of 5 compared to a Prism auto out of 5. I mean, it's pretty significant there.
I agree. I'm not a huge printing plate guy. And it's funny, I have one actually right here from our guy, Kyle Adesi. I appreciate it. It's a Tyrann Mathieu one. And I love it. It was a gift for me, but I've never, Andy, just sought out to go get a one-of-one printing plate. And I am mostly a collector over a flipper, per se. But yeah, I mean, it's not something that I would go get unless I am a collector of that player. And I think most people feel that way. Geez, thank you so much for your super chat, Sam. Let's go straight to it. Collecting NFL 2023 mosaics. Is it better to get RK prisms in numbered ranges or getting RK cards that are rare? Oh, rookie. Okay. Is it better to get rookie prisms in numbered ranges or getting rookie cards that are rare but are not numbered ranges, like Genesis Prisms, Razzle Dazzles, etc.? Thanks.
I think it's better to get the in numbered ranges. So if you look at the tessellations and the squirrel cards, those are, you know, numbered between out of 5, out of 25, that kind of range, or even like the purple power out of 49. I've seen those do better in a lot of cases than even Genesis. Like, Genesis has really cooled off a lot. I don't think it's nearly as popular. And one of those facts is like, yeah, it's a case hit, but how many cases have they manufactured? How common is that card? Whereas when you look at the swirl, the tessellation, you know the print run of it. You know how common or how rare it is. So, and the Razzle Dazzles, I think those are nice, but once again, I think those for a very small group of diehard collectors of that specific design. I'm not a huge fan of it. I can't bring myself to pull the trigger on any of those. So for that reason, I also see them being devalued a little bit next to the ultra rare serial numbered cards.
Yeah. So, Cheese, if you like mosaic, keep collecting mosaic, right? Always collect what you like. But if you're looking, because earlier you had a super chat about, you know, long term investments, I'm not a huge mosaic guy. It's just not my thing, right? Part of it is, you know, Prism is just always going to reign supreme when it comes to Panini, and you still have Select, which is ahead of Panini, and then you still have Contenders. We were talking about rookie ticket autos a little bit earlier. Mosaics, they always come out earlier than Prism. So if you like Mosaic, collect Mosaic. But like you said, there's all these variations. Like, you know, the one thing I never understood, Andy, there was a huge bit of hype around Honeycomb. You remember the Honeycomb Mosaic? And I'm like, first off, these cards don't look great. The second off is I don't believe Honeycombs were numbered. And I was like, man, this is just in for me. The micro mosaic, same thing. I told you a few weeks ago when it came out, I was like, I don't like it. I don't think it's gonna, you know, hang around. And that, as we pointed out, it died down pretty quickly. So yeah, if you collect Mosaic, you go for it. Do what you want to do. I just think for me, the select rainbow is so cool, right? The zebra stripe, the tiger stripe, all those things. I just like the select parallels probably more than any other set and their parallels. Now, select's not my favorite set, but still. Optic, as Chad points out astutely in the chat. So
you bring up a good point, though, about the rainbow. I try to avoid these inserts like Razzle Dazzles that have multiple color parallels. Because I would rather buy a micro mosaic where it's something that clearly stands out and there's only that one variation of it. And you know it is a rare case hit. We don't know the print run of it, but we do know we can probably estimate it somewhere under 150, you know. So it's just something that stands out. Like, is it going to hold in the hobby long term to where some people want to chase it? You have to ask yourself that question. And with the Razzle Dazzles, I'm like, I could see that getting swept up. The Genesis, it looks very similar to the regular mosaics. Why wouldn't I just buy one that's serial numbered out of 10 or 20, or get me a gold? Like, instead of the Honeycomb, perfect example. I never understood it. Like, I don't want a Honeycomb. I want a gold out of 10. That's like a Honeycomb to me is like a fake gold, you know. It's like the fake gold non-serial number card. Like, if I'm gonna pay up for something like that, just give me the gold out of 10.
Give me the gold. Where the gold at? Chad, man, I know this is I'm selfish taking this comment here from Chad. Burrow chasing the zebra stripes. Ooh, be still my beating heart. That is still my dream card is getting them with their white stripe uniforms with the zebra stripe parallel. Well, the Ja'Marr Chase card is still my favorite. And I saw someone with the full rookie rainbow of those Ja'Marr Chase cards in select. All of them were in PSA 10. I was like, what the hell? He's selling it for $75,000. And I'm like, God, dog, if I ever wanted to rob a bank, this would be the time I wanted to do it. Okay. But yeah, before we get to Hobby Tip of the Week, Andy, let's take this one super chat here from Mr. T. We are working potentially. Well, I won't say anything because we haven't fully committed to a new project we're working on just yet. But we'll go to this one pretty quickly. This is an NFL show, but Mr. T does have a college question. Who is going to win the Heisman? Andy, I'll go to you if you have a Heisman pick.
For my Heisman pick, I missed out on what happened in college football.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I follow your tweets and I saw you said college football is college footballing today or something like that. Yeah, so I'm like, oh boy, man, what's going on?
It should be Jaden Daniels. Now, throw the eggs at me all you want. I know we have three losses. Jaden Daniels has been the best player in college football. This is not me lying. Adjusted EPA per play, Jaden Daniels, number one. EPA per play, Jaden Daniels, number one. Yards, Jaden Daniels, number one. LSU, yes, Andy, LSU, that's produced Tyrann Mathieu, Patrick Peterson, Devin White, Danielle Hunter, has the worst defense ever that I've ever seen in any SEC team. They're that bad defensively. And Jaden Daniels is having to fight through it. And he took a cheap shot this past weekend, so he might not play against your Florida Gators this next Saturday. But my pick is Jaden Daniels. I think the guy most likely to win it, though, will be J.J. McCarthy, especially if he beats Ohio State later this year. But there is a controversy, obviously, with Michigan football, and the voters might not want to touch it. So, I'm gonna go Jaden Daniels. But Mr. T, if you want me to go a little bit deeper, we can in the Discord. So feel free to shoot a message my way. Okay. So, I think it's Jaden Daniels. Now, Derek is a huge Michael Penix collector, so it could go to Penix. Andy, do you know what team does Michael Penix play for? Andy, I think let's see if he could get it.
He's top in the Vegas odds to win the Heisman. I'm probably Penn State. Is it Penn State?
No, it's not Penn State.
No, not Penn
State. It's ironically, his first big win as a college player was versus Penn State when Penix was still with Indiana. But he's a Washington Husky quarterback. And Mr. T, who just super chatted, who is a Washington Husky, is sad. How do you do that to him, Andy? How do you not know? How do you not know? Kent, really quickly on his question here before we get to Hobby Tip of the Week. He says, LSU has great wide receivers this year. Malik Nabers. Andy, this is going to be the most loaded wide receiver draft class ever. Some are saying ever. Okay. You got Marvin Harrison. You got Malik Nabers. You got the Romeo Odunze. You got some studs that'll be going in the first round this year. And I know you're a big wide receiver guy. So there you go. Hobby tip of the week, Andy. I'll let you go first.
Yeah. So my hobby tip this week is going to be targeting sellers that you have previously purchased from that you know you snipe cards in on auction. So for example, And I'm going to share one of these guys with you guys we've got a much larger list than this one place, but I think it's really smart to keep a list. I don't know, wherever you write it down, or if you want to get our Discord server, we're starting a list of card sellers on eBay that post cards in auction. This is really important. They post cards in auction every week. And a lot of times they go undervalued. So this one, primarily, I sniped quite a few cards from this seller on Sunday night, believe it or not. And I couldn't believe what he had going. And I was just like capitalizing like crazy. I was getting no competition. So, you know, you gotta venture outside of the DC Sports 87. And you gotta look like, I mean, they have interesting cards. Like Drake May, for example. He's going to be a top quarterback in the draft. I mean, you get a Bowman Chrome University first auto with no competition, you get that out the door for less than $30. I mean, you're winning, you know, that's a double up and come draft time. And this is just an example of a seller. So what I do is I save these sellers. And then every week I'll go to that seller instead of looking for a specific player, I'll go seller to seller and see what auctions they have coming up, because these consignment sellers, you never know what they're going to list any given week. And you could really capitalize. Like maybe I'm out on the Sam Howell, even though that's not a terrible deal, but I'd be in on the Drake May, and I'd be in on the Roschon. Like what if I could get this Roschon Johnson RPA for just a couple bucks? And I you guys will see in the upcoming mail day, I was able to pull stuff off like this from the seller on Sunday night. So this is a beautiful thing. Like, you know, like something like that. Perfect example. Playoff team, man. You see the Kenny Gainwell dive into the end zone this past weekend. So,
and something else about this card, Andy, what stands out to you?
10-10. I don't know. Double tens. I like that.
Look a little closer. Let's see if you can pick it up. I think a lot of you could see it and Andy can't see it. Let's see if we could pick. Look closely at the title.
Okay. Oh, they spelled his name wrong.
Yes.
They spelled his name wrong.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. And the good thing about him misspelling this name is that honestly is just a typo, right? The Gainwell is never spelled that way. So if you get that you know that's not going to get algorithmed as much if you have a misspelling like that one, because a lot of people aren't going to be searching G-I-A-N well. Like if it's let's just say, like, you know, for instance, the player I'm buying or trying to buy a lot of is Jaden Daniels. Jaden is sometimes spelled J-A-Y-D-E-N and sometimes it's spelled J-A-D-E-N. So Gainwell, that's not a common misspelling. So if you see something like that, that might be, you know, something even better. Now, Chattanooga Sports doesn't even know we're doing this for him right now. We just boosted his listing. Now everyone's like, we got to go target it. So if that Kenneth Gainwell goes for over $20, we deserve some residuals on that. Chattanooga Sports.
Yeah, that's right. And this is just one consignment seller of a list that I've got going of about 10 right now that we're going to be hitting pretty hard. But it's just a small group of us, tight-knit group in the Discord server. So come on in.
Come on in. My hobby tip is simple. So, Andy, I DJ. Now, I'm not Steve Aoki when it comes to DJ. I show up and play good music and make sure everyone has a good time. Okay. Not a skeery, eerie, big kind of, you know, big timer. I want to try and get that, but still learning all of that. But yeah, I show up, nice equipment, all that stuff. And I did a community event recently, Andy, and all I did was put out base cards, like just stuff that I've ripped from packs at this, you know, children's community event. And there was other little booths that they had set up, Andy. There was a Duncan booth. There was a face painting station, all that stuff. When I tell you that me just doing that caused everyone, all these kids to keep coming to my desk or whatever, my setup, that was crazy, right? How much little kids care about football cards? They really do. Now, kids are not our target demo, right? Our target demo is, like, you know, adults. Like, we care about the price, flipping, collecting long term. But your reaction to any card will never be the same as, you know, a kid who's just picking up a base card and being, oh, this is Deion Sanders. Oh, this is Drew Brees. It was amazing how many kids wanted Drew Brees cards, right? And they weren't, like, Drew's been retired. So never throw away your base cards. You never know. Halloween just happened. I should have mentioned this before Halloween. Have a bunch of cards just sitting out there for them in a little pack for them to grab. And yeah, so if you're going, if you're setting up, I say this for like a Christmas event coming up. Sure, you rip some cards and 95% of the cards you rip is nothing desirable. Keep them and give them out for free. More often than not, those cards, even if you 99-cent it, nobody's going to want that effing card. Give it out for free, make a kid's day, and it goes a long way. Andy, you missed out on an opportunity. I know you're thinking, God, I should have had cards out for Halloween.
Yeah, man, the kids do love it. And I saw a Ken Golden post on Instagram, I think it was, and he had a table out front of his house. It was all different boxes. Like hobby boxes open, he was giving packs out, and he had a line of kids like down the street waiting to get something from his table. I thought that was awesome. I'm like, man, you know, and I did get these little giveaway packs of Pokemon cards, like little packs of three, but I have so many, like, you know, extra base card football cards. I could have given those out. So it's a great idea.
And just want to bring this up. that's a good investment for the future of all of us, right? Because if one, you never know, that one kid could be like, God, I want football cards to be a big part of my life. I want to learn more about it. I want to Google it. I want to watch Football Card Quest. I want to watch Card Collector 2 or whatever. It goes a long way. So there you go. Now, I don't know if I can. I know it's a super chat, Andy, and it goes. I'm not going to deal with this nonsense. A quarterback from James freaking Madison over Jaden mother effing freaking Daniels. But Derek, thank you for the super chat. Okay.
Yeah, we appreciate you, Derek. Just for that, we'll just, you know, want to highlight the fact that Travis Kelce splits whenever Taylor Swift is at the game is becoming more and more of a stark difference. That one's just for you, Derek. Just had a little Taylor Swift comment in there for you, brother.
I love it, man. We shout out to Joshua. What's up, Forbes? That's one of my YouTube sensations. Good to see you, man. Yeah, Scatter, we're starting a little bit earlier. One thing about the show is that we have to, you know, bend around our work schedules like during the day. Andy's got a big boy job. I really don't. But there you go. Andy's got mouths to feed, man. I don't have any just yet. So, but good to see you, Scatter. Now, Andy, let's go to play of the week. And last week, or was it the week before? I said, Aiden O'Connell. And obviously that banged pretty hard. You know, he didn't play well, he won, right? Winning is so important, in the hobby. Oh, no, go on in, Andy.
Well, he didn't turn the ball over. Like, right. I mean, that was big. You know, that's all they wanted from Jimmy G. Don't turn the ball over, you know? And so that was a big win, I think, for Aiden O'Connell. And although he didn't get the spike from, like CJ Stroud did, you know, he also didn't get the fall off a cliff like DTR did. So,
yeah. I'll let you go first, Andy. I think I went first last week, so you go on ahead.
Well, I mean, I see Mr. T here talking about DPJ. I like this play on DPJ just because I go back to getting the cards at such a low price. I mean, like, the guy's incredibly cheap. He doesn't have a whole lot of rookie cards either. So that is something interesting to consider. He is now on the Lions. So the only bad thing is, like, there's a stark uniform color difference, but there's not a lot of Lions fans that like just have a total hatred for the Browns because they're in a different conference, division, everything. So they don't have like this long history where they just totally hate the Browns. And so I think DPJ is an interesting guy, as I'm totally out on Jameson Williams. And I think DPJ could be an interesting deep ball factor for the Lions here. And they are playing the Chargers this upcoming weekend. So I like this matchup. You know, I definitely think the Lions offensive line can hold back some of that the Chargers pass rush a little bit better than they did last night. So, you know, I think this is interesting play with DPJ being able to get his rookie ticket autos for under $10. That's typically a recipe to be able to easily double up or triple up, depending on how rare the card is that you can get. So that's an interesting play, Carter. I like that one. I also like targeting teams on bye week. So last week I wrote up Travis Etienne for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, we're looking at a league winner, a guy that's on track to put up over 1,800 rushing yards, double-digit touchdowns. I mean, he's on track to smash all kinds. He could be the leading NFL rusher by the end of the season. This is a playoff team. And, you know, over this past weekend, if your target guys that are on bye week, I mean, you can make some incredible snipes on eBay. And that's just, you know, how things work out with the auctions, you know. And there's so much, like, if you were in a fantasy football league, nobody's in their right mind is going to trade you Travis Etienne, right? No. But on eBay, with Travis Etienne having thousands of different rookie cards and the fact that people are going to put cards to auction all every day, you know, you can capitalize, and that's where you can find an edge. You can find a big edge in the sports card market because you can actually buy into a league winner, a guy that you almost guaranteed to know is going to be in the playoffs short of an injury, you know, and you can flip him for nice profit. Because, I mean, I saw some of the auctions. Like, I saw like a blue optic out of It wasn't serial numbered, but it was a blue optic, nice color match. It was a PSA 10, close for $30. I mean, something like that. You know, it's a great entry-level type thing, kind of in that mid-range because you got the grade behind it. So, yeah, that's another big play I'll go ahead and share with you guys.
Okay. I'm gonna go deep here. First, let's go to Unleaded's question. This is actually something I like from him. He says, "What are the feels on Matt Corral?" I like that you guys are thinking deep about now that Joshua Dobbs had this, you know, massive week. Are there any journeyman quarterback out there that could eventually do that? I saw your eyebrows raise there, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, Matt Corral's a gamer. Do they really bench Bryce Young? Because, I mean, it's the first year for Frank Reich, right? So he can't be on the hot seat. Plus, he's a rookie quarterback, and their protection rate's low. You know, so there's a lot of things going against Bryce Young here. I don't think they bench him for Matt Corral, but I could be wrong.
I've been totally wrong on the Panthers. I love Bryce coming in. Wrong. Okay. CJ looks better at this point. I'm willing to take an L. But the bigger L is I thought Thielen was going to get outplayed by some of my LSU guys. That has not been the case. Thielen has balled out this year. But some of that has just kind of been force-fed to him because all the other receivers are just stunk. The only thing I was right about there is I did not like the Jonathan Mingo pick. I didn't understand it. I just didn't. But, yeah, you know, Matt Corral could be that next Joshua Dobbs, if you will. He might pop, you know, one week. He has that ability. Andy, my play of the week here, I understand tight ends are tight ends, right? But one guy that really flashed for me, not this past week, but the week before, and I know some of it was garbage time, some of it was Dobbs, but I like Trey McBride. I do for the Arizona Cardinals, right? You know, once again, for play of the week, I like to find things that are dirt cheap, okay? His autos are, what, maybe $5 to $10 out the door? You can get really good autos, $5 to $10 out the door. A few years ago, once again, the card market is just down overall, right? It's just very important to let that be known, okay? That doesn't discourage me. Okay. A few years ago, I had a bunch of DJ Chark cards that I bought, Andy, that went off because Trevor Lawrence ended up being the quarterback for the Jaguars, right? And the hype going into Trevor Lawrence's rookie year let me sell a lot of DJ Chark cards for 2X, 3X for what I bought. Trey McBride is somebody that I look at where the Cardinals are probably going to have the first overall pick, Andy. Every team in the NFL not named the Panthers have two wins or more outside of the Cardinals. They only have one win. So they're on the fast track for Caleb Williams or Drake May if they choose so. There's going to be so much hype, especially if it is Caleb Williams going number one, especially if he does go to the Cardinals for his pass catchers. So I think Trey McBride can go off a few more weeks. He had 95 yards, which is pretty high for a tight end. 10 targets, you know, you get $5 to $10 autos. I think it's worth it because I think you could see an offseason hype cycle if it is Caleb Williams going to the Cardinals.
Kyler Murray's coming back this week.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. So I'm just letting you know, Trey McBride's going to go off again this year. Love his athleticism. Zach Ertz, you know, got hurt, opened up the door for him. And this is honestly common, right? The people that know way more about fantasy and usage than us, Andy, like guys like Adam Levitan of Established Run that always makes this point that especially at tight end, if there are veterans ahead of that tight end, it's hard for the rookie to play over that tight end. So now that, you know, Ertz is been banged up, we've gotten, you know, that McBride game for 95 yards. I like that upside. I do. So Trey McBride is somebody to look for. Okay.
I dig it. There's a lot of McBride fans out there. He was ultra productive back in college. You know that, Carter. So He's an interesting guy to watch. And with the draft capital, like you're talking about, he's second round drafted guy. He's got a lot of different rookie cards, and you could pick up those nice rookie autos, some decent penmanship. I like it. I like it, Carter. It's, I mean, the skill position, you can kind of invest in anybody on the Cardinals right now on the low, you know?
Hell yeah, baby. And then the Caleb Williams hype is just going to be insane. I don't care how bad he sucks. I really don't. The hype is just going to be insane. Now I don't think he's Travis Kelce, but I think he's good. I do think he's good. And I like, you know, year three ish, year two ish guy coming in with rookie quarterback. That's probably gonna be pretty good, but who knows? Maybe Kyler goes nuclear with Trey McBride. Cause you know, I'm not a big Marquise Brown is a good player, but Rondale's not really done it for me. Michael Wilson has shown me something, but there you go. That's hilarious. James win 12 to 20 bucks. Go to a Cardinals game. Let's go. I think the cheapest Raiders ticket is like $200 for one.
Wow.
Would you go?
No. I'll take that $200. I'll take my chances at the win or something.
Brad Nolan every week wants to. His goal is to let the world know that Kenny Pickett stinks every time. I don't know if Kenny Pickett said something about Brad's family or something. I don't know, but he's just
it's Trubisky. It's the Bisky, and every time Bisky comes in, man, he doesn't really look like the guy at all. And then they put Pickett right back in, and you know that with the draft capital they invested in Pickett and their record, they're going to either just make the playoffs or just miss it. But either way, they're going to not have enough draft capital to invest in a new quarterback next year, and Kenny Pickett's going to be the starter again. So, I mean, Trubisky. I think your hope at this point, maybe now is like the best time to buy Trubisky and you hope that he gets to go somewhere new. But I mean, come on, man. Are we still thinking that he could be somebody? Like, could he have a Josh Dobbs resurrection some point in the future, a Geno Smith resurrection at some point?
I don't see it, but. We'll see what happens. Let's see here. Ryan Haslip says he has pulled 6 McBride autos. 6. Well, you're set, man. Set. Hold on to him, man. It looks like Ryan is rocking out here too. So there you go. But yeah, Andy, as we always do before we get out of here, are there any comments you want to get to? Or is there anything else you want to get to before we get going?
I just want to let everybody know that I'm going to be out from this Thursday. Well, it's kind of like tomorrow, Thursday. It'll be Thursday. I'll be live tomorrow night with Steve. But Thursday to next Wednesday. So next week, Carter will be solo unless we find a guest. Maybe we find a guest appearance.
I'll look for one, but if for next Tuesday, I'll be ready. Another hockey rant is coming. I saw Chad. I saw Chad trying to get me going earlier because there's a little. I don't know if Chad Dyer is still in here or not, but he tried to get my blood flowing with the hockey stuff. Hockey is just an absurd sport. I'm not even sure if it should exist, but there you go. But I will see you next Tuesday. But big shout out to our top super chatters, most super chatters we've had in a while here. Mr. T, Derek, and Cheese 56218 is our top super chatter. Once again, if you want a private consultation with Andy or me, sign up for the Football Card Patreon, and we'll see you next week, baby. Peace.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.